We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, October 17th goes to members of a group called Just Stop Oil. Who is Just Stop Oil? They are a bunch of climate protesters, and they protest the extraction and use of fossil fuels. Noble cause, very honorable. It's really amazing to me how God gave us everything we needed to survive and thrive here on this third rock from the sun, and we have found a way to mess it up. Okay? We didn't take care of the earth, so why should the earth take care of us? So I appreciate these organizations like Just Stop Oil. I appreciate their attempts to save us from themselves, but protests have to make sense. And this protest makes absolutely no sense. Let's go to ABC News for the report, please.
Two protesters were arrested for vandalizing a masterpiece by Van Gogh at the National Gallery in London. Climate activists throwing what authorities say appeared to be tomato soup on Van Gogh's famous sunflowers painting, then gluing their hands to the wall. The painting protected by glass, it was not damaged.
How in the hell does vandalism of a Van Gogh equate to a protest of the use of fossil fuels? School me, I don't know. How is pouring two cans of tomato soup on a Van Gogh painting a protest? The painting was protected by glass, so it didn't suffer any damages. So what was the point? Then they decided to glue their hands to the wall just under the Van Gogh. What is worth more, art or life? One of the protesters said, is it worth more than food, worth more than justice? The activist yelled, adding, are you more concerned about the protection of a painting or the protection of our planet and people? Great question. I personally care about the protection of our planet and people, but I can see a security guard who works there at the National Gallery right now in that moment caring more about the protection of that painting. So you, my friend, are under arrest for vandalism. Okay, the activists said they use soup to show that the cost of living crisis is part of the cost of oil crisis. She said fuel is unaffordable to millions of cold, hungry families. And being that fuel is so high, it makes it to where they can't even afford to heat a tin of soup. Interesting. Well, instead of wasting that soup pouring it on a Van Gogh, how about donate the soup to those same families you say can't even afford a tin of soup? Huh? Just a thought. Now, this is a thing where a lot of members of the Just Stop Oil team are gluing their hands to frames of famous paintings. And I am here to tell you, it's all a waste of glue. Okay, I know that you think you are bringing attention to this situation, and you are. But not for the right reasons. See, here's the thing. If you want people to care, then you have to damage something a mass majority of people care about. Okay? Van Gogh's? I mean, that's for the bougie and elite of the world. You got to attempt to damage something that a mass amount of people use and care about. Go damage a Chick-fil-A or something. All right? Glue yourself to a counter of Chick-fil-A and keep everyone from getting that number one with cheese. Okay? You damage and glue yourself to something that's more than a niche group of people care about. Glue yourself to envy's cheeks. Okay, I'm sure somebody will pay attention then. And I understand that Van Gogh is one of the most valuable paintings in the world and it's worth a lot. But I don't think a mass majority of people care about that level of elitism. Okay, damaging a Van Gogh is more of a protest against capitalism, maybe. I don't know. I just know that the more I talk about this, the more I forget what the hell they were protesting to begin with. And that is the point. Please give the members of the group Just Stop Oil the biggest hee-haw. Gotta think these protests a little. Gotta think them through a little bit more. That's all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.